We are up to Simen Tov Resh Yud Ches. That's Hilchos Yom Kippur. We are up to Sif Aleph, and we'll be doing the first three Seifim. Cholish Etzarech Lechol. Someone who is ill and has to eat. Im Yesh Sham Rofei Baki, Afilu Ovid Kachavim. If you have a doctor who is a Baki, two things here. First, he's a doctor, and second, Baki means he has an understanding of the particular condition the person has. Even if he's not Jewish, Sha'omerim lo yachilu also, efsha sheyichbad alav hacholi, where he says that if you don't feed this person, that it could be his disease, his ailment, is going to get stronger, v'yistaken, and he'll get into a situation where his life can be in danger. Machilin also al piv, so based on what he says, you're allowed to feed this person. In fact, you're not only allowed, but you do. Vein sarach lomer shemi yomos, he doesn't have to say, I mean, certainly if he says the person, it looks like the person may die. So this is the first halacha. The halacha that if there's a rofe baki, even if he's a non-Jew, we're somach on him to say that the person is in a situation that can lead to sakana, and the halacha is that we trust the person and we feed him. Now the Mishnah Berurah talks about this inyan of a rofe baki and ena baki. Someone who's a doctor but doesn't really know this particular situation. He says he hasn't dealt with it, but he's making an educated guess. For that, he would not be considered a baki. So would he be neman or not? Based on what we saw here, the Mechaber said only a baki. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down that's only talking about an ovik dechavim, a non-Jew. When you're dealing with a Jewish doctor, even if he isn't a baki in this particular disease, if he makes an educated guess, then what we say is he probably knows what he's talking about. In the Bir Halacha, though, he brings down that we're talking about a Jewish doctor who takes fasting on Yom Kippur seriously. If you're dealing with someone who is a kal, someone who doesn't see fasting Yom Kippur as anything more than a tradition, doesn't realize that eating on Yom Kippur is like eating poison, if he doesn't realize such a thing, then we would not give him this halacha where a Jewish doctor, even if he's an Einabaki, he has Nemanis. Not only that, even if he claims to be a baki, we would doubt it. Meaning, such a question should not be answered by a Jew who takes the whole Yom Kippur very lightly. With regard to the need for a doctor altogether, so the Mishnah Berurah says that if we're not talking about a disease, you're talking, for example, about a yoledes, a woman who gives birth, women generally know what the complications could be when someone looks healthy, when someone looks sickly, and any woman that claims that she knows and understands would have the halacha of a bakiya. She would consider baki, and if she says this woman has to eat, then we would listen to her. Afilu im achola omer ein sarich, shomim larofe. The halacha is, even if the chola himself says that he doesn't need food, we don't trust him, we listen to the doctor. Even though we generally trust the person about himself, we say that it could be that because he's ill, he doesn't realize how bad it really is. If the chola himself says, you know, I have to eat, and the doctors say he doesn't have to eat, the halacha is we believe the chola lev yodea maris nafsho, he has a better understanding of himself than the doctors do. Now, this is even in a case, listen to this, the Mishnah Berurah says, this is even in a case where the doctors say that food isn't good for him. If he says, I really feel that if I don't eat, this is going to be a sakana, the halacha is that we listen to him. Of course, you have to remind him today is Yom Kippur, once he does say, I really want to eat, then he's not allowed to be machmar on himself. He's supposed to eat, he's mechuyev to eat. Siv beis. We have a dispute, a disagreement between two doctors. One says he has to eat, the other one says he doesn't have to eat. The halach is machilin also. So it's one against one. It becomes a suffik nefashis, and the halach is suffik nefashis lahakel. We give him food. Hagah says the Ramah, v'hu adin l'shnayim neged shnayim. The same goes for two against two. V'afilu k'tzasan yoser b'kiyam k'tzasan. The Ramah shita is that we go by numbers only, and once it's two against two, it doesn't make a difference that some of them are more baki than the others. So for example, if you have a rofe mumcha saying that he does not have to eat, together with another doctor, or even two rofe mumchin, and then you have two regular doctors saying that he does have to eat, the halacha according to the Ramah is it's two against two, it's subik nefashis, and we have him eat. the Magen Avraham brings down that in a case where there's Shava B'minyan, we would go by their Bekiyas. When we have the same number, the halacha would be that if one of them is known to be a better doctor, if one of them is known to be a more knowledgeable doctor, a more experienced doctor, we would follow him over the other one, which means, obviously, we're not talking about a case where this experienced doctor is the one that says to eat, because the halacha doesn't change. We already said that if it's two against two, the halacha is safik lahakel, you have him eat. The chiddush would be in a case where the doctor said that the mumcha says he doesn't have to eat, and it's two against two, according to the Magen Avraham, we would listen to the doctor and he would not eat. In the case of two against two, not only does it not make a difference according to the Ramah if one's a mumcha or not, but everyone would agree that we would count for this even a woman or even a non-Jewish doctor. So that let's say you have a doctor and a woman. Now, a woman who says that she understands his disease. On the other side, you have two doctors. It's still considered two against two, except for the Magen Avraham's chiddush. Siv Gimel. Im achol v'rofe echad imo omrim she'ein tzarech. You have the chol and one doctor saying he doesn't have to. V'rofe and an individual doctor omit tzarech. O she'achol omer ein omer klum. Or the chol doesn't say a thing. V'rofe echad omer tzarech. Ushnayim omrim ein tzarech. And two says he doesn't have to, ein machilin also. So if it's two against one, and the two say that he does not have to eat, we would listen to the majority. Now, if the doctor that says that he does have to eat is famous, like he's really a mumcha, he's a muflig, he's known to be a doctor that is way above the others, the halacha is that we would listen to him. But for everybody else, the halacha would be that we would not give the person food. Also. Now, what happens if you have one muflig that says, one doctor that's very famous that says he doesn't have to eat, and two doctors that say that he does have to eat, that we would make him eat? Which means, this is according to the Ramah, that we would go by the majority in such a case, and since the majority are saying that he does have to eat, we would follow them.